It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
One of the shortcomings of so many people today is the willingness to work and wait. We are in a big hurry. The boy can't wait to become a youth, and the youth can't wait to become a man. It is an extremely helpful attitude, this willingness to work and wait. Haste trips up its own heels, fetters and stops itself, said Seneca. Shortcuts and abridged methods are the demand of the hour. But the way to shorten the road to success is to take plenty of time to lay a good foundation. Hard work, a definite aim, and faithfulness will shorten the way. Don't risk a life's superstructure upon a day's foundation. When an author told Wordsworth she'd spent 6 hours on a poem, he replied that he would have spent 6 weeks. Thomas Carlyle wrote with utmost difficulty and never penned a page of his great histories without consulting every known authority. Every sentence was the sum total of several books, the result of many hours of drudging research in the great libraries. Michelangelo spent 4 years painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, the Pope's private chapel in Rome. But visitors by the million today still marvel at his feat. Daniel Webster was once urged to speak on a subject of great importance. He refused, saying that he was busy and had no time to master the subject. But, replied his friend, a very few words from you would do much to awaken public attention to it. Webster replied, if there be so much weight in my words, it is because I do not allow myself to speak on any subject until my mind is imbued with it. On one occasion, Webster made a very remarkable speech before the Phi Beta Kappa Society at Harvard. He was presented with a book at the meeting. After he had gone, his impromptu speech, carefully written out, was found in the book, which he had forgotten to take away. Alexander Hamilton, the soldier and statesman who served in George Washington's cabinet, once said, "Men give me credit for genius. All the genius I have lies just in this. When I have a subject in hand, I study it profoundly. Day and night it is before me. I explore it in all its bearings. My mind becomes pervaded with it. Then the effort which I make, the people are pleased to call the fruit of genius. It is the fruit of labor and thought." One minister, famous minister in New York, had this to say, "I've been watching the careers of young men by the thousand in this busy city of New York for over 30 years. And I find that the chief difference between the successful and the failures lies in the single element of staying power. Permanent success is more often won by holding on than by the sudden dash, however brilliant. The easily discouraged, who are pushed back by a straw, are all the time dropping to the rear, to perish or to be carried along on the stretcher of charity. Those who understand and practice Abraham Lincoln's homely advice of pegging away have achieved the greatest success." Well, it's a most beneficial trait, this willingness to work and wait. Most of us would be helped by practicing it.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.